This is Mistress Delia, and I want to talk to you about what to do when a submissive behaves. Well, what I do when one of my submissives behaves is give out punishment, and I can punish in a number of ways. I can spank a submissive. I can even ignore them. I can lock a submissive in chastity, or I can do what I do to this slave and ground them. Read this report from a grounded submissive. He says, "Sometimes I stumble and fall as a submissive, not because the task that Miss Delia set for me was too hard or pushed my boundaries too far, but because I, the submissive, have my own flaws that I'm unable or unwilling to admit to myself. These are the things that make being a submissive hardest, in my humble opinion, because these are the hard truths that can only be fleshed out and dealt with head on. When, at some inevitable point in my training, or even more so my life, these truths or flaws will win at some point, and then I'm faced with the decision. I can either lie to my mistress and keep moving forward, or I can do the hard thing and tell her the truth at the first available moment that's presented to me." Now, I just want to say this. Lying to your mistress is one way to make sure that you are not pleasing your mistress. Don't lie to me. Never lie to Mistress Delia. So the submissive continues. "Trust me, telling mistress the truth and dealing with her consequences is much easier than lying first, then fessing up. When the time does come to face these flaws with my mistress's help, it's actually more rewarding than punishing, believe it or not. Mistress helps to guide me down the right path so that I can rebuild a better me my way. Not some robotic zombie sub that does her bidding without thought. That being said, though, it's the most humiliating thing that I can imagine to have to admit all my shortcomings to Mistress. Being a slutty, panty-wearing, cock-stroking virgin for her and a handful of other mistresses is the easier part of the whole ordeal for me. Having to bare my soul and expose my flaws is the hard part. However, Mistress might be extraordinarily disappointed in my actions, or what thoughts lead to said actions, but she never gets angry and always guides." Now, this is what I have to say about this. With this submissive in particular, there's no point in getting angry. And with many submissives too, I mean, it's my rule. I don't get angry. I talk. Submissives are people, and all people make mistakes. So listen about how I grounded this slave. He continues, "But how is Mistress Chu punish such an unruly, disobedient sub? She doesn't. She grounds me. Now, obviously, she can't tell me to go to my room with no dinner and think about what I did, but she can do the next best thing. After about a half an hour or so of Skyping, I had riddled off a list of things I wanted to continue while away from her, and she promptly answered no to each request. She told me I could not stroke, I could not wear panties or do anything else kinky until I had made and adhered to a plan that would hopefully keep me from committing the same transgressions that had landed me in this predicament in the first place. Miss Delia supports my self-reflection as the best path forward to find the solution to my problem, because let's face it, the perpetrator is usually the one with the best and easiest solution to their own problem, and most often than not, just needs a little guidance from someone who's kind, caring, and supportive, just like Mistress Delia." That was a wonderful confession, and actually part of an apology for this submissive's grounding. So to wrap up, grounding a slave doesn't only restrict their kinky activities. Grounding a slave also means giving them the discipline to perform well as a submissive. And as a mistress, that really is one of my top goals. Now, for your submissive training, just give me, Miss Delia, a call at 800-601-6975.